greetings, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. By now, most have heard about the bankruptcy of General Motors this week. But some of the underlying facts and potential consequences have escaped the attention of quite a few. Let me first of all read to you from an article in the Wall Street Journal, dated June the 2nd. General Motors Corporation became the second largest industrial bankruptcy in history Monday as it filed its landmark case. The government orchestrated shrinkage will cost taxpayers $30 billion on top of $20 billion in U.S. funds already put into the company. In exchange, the U.S. will own 60% of the new GM. In all, the rescue of the car industry could cost taxpayers close to $100 billion. But did you notice the very interesting statement that it is going to be the U.S. government which will actually own GM, which has, in effect, nationalized GM? And that's something which many observers didn't like. Specifically, the Germans, German papers, are very, very upset about this. And of course, Germans do recall what Adolf Hitler's first move was when he became chancellor in 1933. He nationalized the banks, took over the car industry, built a very famous Beetle or Volkswagen for the people, also built the Autobahnen, the highways, of course, all with ulterior motives. Here is the reaction of the German press to this move by President Obama. Der Spiegel Online reported on June 2 that if the planned restructuring of the automaker fails, Mr. Obama's economic policy will lie in ruins. They go on to say that German media commentators express concern that Obama's administration, despite its assurances that it won't interfere in GM's business, will distort competition by running the firm according to political rather than market principles. The Business Daily Handelsblatt wrote, America's economy is losing power and influence in the world. It has plunged the country's political leaders into increasing despair. Business Daily Financial Times Deutschland wrote, the restructuring of the group will turn into a political drama that creates considerable risks for the entire U.S. economy. Center-left Süddeutsche Zeitung wrote, in the nationalized General Motors, serious conflicts of interest are unavoidable. The conservative Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung wrote, the insolvency of General Motors is a historic moment for America. June 1 also marks the day on which Barack Obama rewrote the rules of American capitalism. It's an alarming development. The government's insistence that it's a reluctant shareholder, which will play a largely passive role in General Motors, doesn't seem very credible. That's already clear from the list of principles it has compiled for its handling of future stakes in private companies. The government says it will give companies leeway, but at the same time cited a number of cases in which it would intervene in corporate management. In fact, Barack Obama has shown in the case of General Motors and Chrysler that he is prepared to play a very active role. He dictated very unattractive debt reduction terms for creditors and then labeled them as speculators. Who is going to lend a government-owned company money in the future if they are treated like that? General Motors mustn't become a pawn of American political forces. Barack Obama's actions so far do not inspire much hope. Now, these are strong words. And some may say, yeah, but what's wrong with it? Because after all, the car industry and the banks, they have done such a miserable job that now it's up to the government to intervene and do something about it. Well, the problem is the government hasn't done such a much greater and better job either. As I pointed out in my last program on the lie of economic recovery, the government has obligations now in the neighborhood of $63 trillion. Somebody told me that's half of all the money available in the world. Now, that doesn't sound like sound financial actions to me. Let me point out to you what CNN reported today, June the 5th. In a speech introducing Michael Reagan, the son of former President Ronald Reagan, to an audience in Anchorage, Alaska, Governor Palin warns that the government is planning to bail out debt-ridden states so that it can get in there and control the people. That's a valid concern. Hitler did just that. He got in power, he nationalized banks and other institutions, and then he controlled the people. Recently, a cartoon was published. I don't know whether you have seen it. It portrays Mr. Obama as the famous pipe or rat catcher over there in the German city of Hamelin. He was playing the flute and he got rats out of the city and they drowned, and then the people of the city did not want to pay him the reward, and then he became upset and he used his flute again, and then all the children followed him and drowned in the sea, or at least were never seen again. The interesting thing of this cartoon is that Mr. Obama is portrayed as that piper, but rats are following him, which are identified as the large news stations in the United States, like CNN and NBC and so on. And the whole idea is like they have been supporting Mr. Obama in an uncritical and totally unbalanced way, following him into the disaster, which is inevitable. There is no way the American nation can ever get out of the debt they have incurred. The Bible says that the borrower is slave of the lender. We have become slaves of many, many creditors. Interesting, though, is when this cartoon was published on the internet, the following statement was also added. A statement by Thomas Jefferson. A government big enough to give you everything you want is strong enough to take everything you have. That's a danger. Thinking in terms of nationalizing institutions is very, very dangerous in the long run, because suddenly you have an all-powerful government which can dictate to you, the American people, what they want you to do, what they want you to think. It's very dangerous, and of course, as I have pointed out so many times before, this is not the way how to deal with the problem of the recession and the inevitable depression which is still going to come. Governmental promises notwithstanding, when Mr. Geithner recently said in China that Chinese investments are safe in the United States, they laughed him to scorn. The time when an American representative can make those kind of statements to foreigners and get away with it is gone. Trust and confidence in the American economy is gone. And what we are trying to do right now as a government is to create more and more problems inadvertently. They try to do best, I suppose, but it's not the way. God says it's not the way to do it. And the American people, by and large, are still in awe of the present administration, even though everything which has been attempted so far to do has failed. My friends, we have to wake up to reality. We have to wake up to the fact that God has prophesied that these things would happen for a reason. We need to find out what that reason is. And we on these programs are going to show you, as time progresses, what is really happening and why. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.